Do you want to make a success of your life? Some might think, getting on a bit now, really, perhaps it's a bit late to think about that. Don't think in that way. You're never too old for making a success of your life. But the question is, how do you define success? That's the important thing. And I define it as pleasing God. That is the most important thing, that we should please God. I don't know how many more years the Lord has for us, any of us, even the younger ones. But let's make it an aim that we will please God. Sometimes that will mean we don't please other people. Have you noticed? Of course that will happen. Jesus said that would happen. But we are called always to please God, whatever that may mean. And that's very easy to say, isn't it? But how do you know what pleases God? Yes, it pleases God not to murder somebody or not to break into a bank, and that's all blindingly obvious. But how do we know what God wants us to do? And we need to listen to God. And I think we are, on the whole, too noisy, in the sense that we come to God, if we come to God at all, and sometimes we don't, so we're silent in a wrong way, we don't actually get round to praying at all. But if we do, we bring him 25 prayer requests. Lord, please help me with that. And the bank account's going down, and somebody's ill, and the goldfish has got tummy ache, and all the rest of it. And we come on to him, and we bombard him with words. Now, of course the Lord answers prayer requests. And as a church, we need to be offering more prayer requests than we are doing at the moment. But we need to shut up sometime and listen to God. How do we listen to God? The psalmist laments, but my people would not, it's the Lord lamenting, sorry, but my people would not listen to me. Then later on he says, if my people would only listen to me. And you know, I believe he says that over us sometimes as well. If only she would listen to me, if only he would listen to me, if only they would listen to me. I've got so much to share. I've got so much encouragement, so much guidance, so much blessing. But they don't listen. They never shut up and listen to me. And you can always sense the Lord's grief that we're too noisy in that context. And we don't stop and we don't listen. So many Christians don't take time to listen. How do we listen to God? Well, of course, first and foremost, we listen to God through Scripture. And I come across people, over the years I've come across people who have fallen to the brim with prophecies but never opened the Bible. That is dangerous. Because the Bible is the written word of God. Jesus is the living word of God, and he reveals God to us in a most remarkable, full way. But the written word of God is indeed the word of God. And therefore, if we are not reading our Bibles, then we are shutting off one of the main ways of hearing God. And we ought to be reading our Bible each day. Doesn't mean you have to read, 10 chapters. That's embarking on too much. You probably won't cope with that. But read it with an openness that God might speak to you. Do you know, day after day after day, the Lord, it's like the ink still wet on the page, and God says something to me through the Bible. And actually, I'm not talking about John's Gospel or Romans. At the moment, I'm talking about 2 Chronicles, for crying out loud. And about all these kings that did stupid things and then good things and all the rest of it. And God has been speaking to me this past week, including this morning, and he's been speaking as if that were written for me. And it's such an encouragement. And so if we read the Bible, we're not just sort of reading it, like a novel, or reading it to get to know a little bit more about biblical history. That's important, but it's not terribly important. But God can speak to us through it. But if we don't open the Bible and look at it, what's he going to do? get somebody else to send us a text in the post, I mean, or through the net. I mean, we need to be listening to God by opening the Bible. I urge you. I'd love to go around and say, do you read the Bible every day? But I'm not like that. But feel that. Feel it as if I am doing that, putting you on the spot. Do you read the Bible every day? Not going to do it, don't worry. But ask yourself the question, should I be? The Bible is the Word of God. If the Queen wrote to you, you're not quite old enough for that now, but if the Queen wrote to you, would you sort of leave the letter on the side? And, you know, you see Buckingham Palace on the top there, and you'd leave the letter on the side and get on watching the television. Of course you wouldn't. But God has written to you. God has written to each of us. And yet sometimes we neglect His Word. That's an insult for a start. But it's also an own goal because we miss out on so much. Now, in the near future, I'm going to do a little bit of research because I'm not up to date with this as to the sort of things that can help you to read the Bible. But I urge you, start reading the Bible regularly if you're not already. And if you are reading it already, continue to read it, because that's the main way that God can speak to us. And you'll find out things that are really relevant to your life, even though it may be tucked away in a book like Chronicles, which is hardly the most exciting book in the whole of the Bible. The Lord can speak to us. And some of David's Psalms are fantastic. David didn't know about Jesus. David didn't know all the New Testament teaching. He didn't even know all the Old Testament teaching. But that man had spirituality beyond most people today, Christians today. And we can learn so much from the Psalms as well as from the New Testament. Secondly, we can hear God by being silent before Him and asking Him to guide our thoughts. Now again, don't try and have 3 hours of that to begin with. You need to get used to it. But spend enough time each day being quiet. Yes, you can bring your request at another time, you know, a few minutes later or something. But listen to God. Let Him guide your thoughts. I drive out many days. And I sit in the car in the middle of nowhere. And I'll spend an hour or more with the Lord, and you wouldn't believe how He's spoken to me. It's even surprised me, and I'm fairly experienced at this sort of thing. And the Lord wants to do it with all of us. Don't try and sit there for an hour necessarily. That might be too much. But for a reasonable length of time, ask the Lord to guide your thoughts. Actually, I find it, this may not be irrelevant to you, but I find it very helpful to write down the thoughts that come into my mind. It helps me to go. I use my phone to do that, and then I email it to my computer, so I've actually got it back home when I get there. So I'm very much a techie, you see. Of course I am. But whatever you do, go and listen to the Lord. Let Him speak. Give Him time. You know, you hear of some married couples, don't you? And they're saying to each other, you never have time for me. You're always going off at this and doing that and doing the other and all the rest of it. You never have time just to listen to me or to be with me. And I think God feels the same way. Do you know, God doesn't have to feel upset about us. He could press on just enjoying the joy of heaven. Doesn't have to, but He's chosen to. He's chosen to be upset by the fact that we don't give Him the time that we should. And so you can quite correctly, it's quite good theology, you can correctly think that God is upset because we don't give Him time. We don't listen. It may be that when you take a silent time like that, that yes, it may be that a verse of scripture might come to mind from memory, who knows. But it may be you just get a sense of proportion, a sense of perspective. Particularly when things are puzzling or difficult or bad. And you just get there and somehow you begin to realize, but God is with me. That doesn't take the problem away. That doesn't take the hurt and that upset away. But it means that God is with me, and that transforms everything. If only we will spend time with the Lord and let him have the opportunity. It maybe he'll say, he'll make you realize something you ought to do. That's quite simple and straightforward. It may be you'll be convicted of having failed in some way. That's really valuable. And get down and say sorry to the Lord and repent about it. So listen to the Lord. Scripture is supreme under God, but also the Lord can speak in the silence. So I urge you, brothers and sisters, read the Bible each day and spend time silently before the Lord each day. And find the best place to do it. Maybe down the garden, or it may be like I do, driving off into the middle of nowhere, and so that you can't be disturbed by anything else. So we must listen to God if we want to make a success of our lives, namely pleasing God. And we must submit to God. But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices, because they were stupid enough to do it. If my people would only listen to me, if Israel would only follow my ways, how quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Now, he was talking about physical foes in those days, of course, but it applies to spiritual foes. And the devil never misses a trick to attack us, sometimes in subtle ways, and we don't recognize it to begin with. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. So God tends to speak to us if we're willing to do what he says. If we're going to spend time with the Lord, but, I'm not really going to do what he says if it's inconvenient, can we expect to hear anything? No, we have to submit to God. And are you willing to do anything that God tells you to do? That's where we should be, or willing to be made willing. I can remember when I first went on General Synod, before I actually went to the Synod, scared me to death. Going there, 500 clergy and bishops and powerful lay people and all the rest of it. I'm very good at covering it up because I'm a British male, so I would have seemed incredibly confident, but I wasn't. I was frightened to death. But the Lord made me willing. He also made me able to do it. And some of them probably wished he hadn't. But that's a different story. So is obeying God the most important thing in your life? If not, you really do need to get alone with him and ask him to speak. It ought to be. Bear in mind, we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It never ceases to amaze me people don't think about this. And Christians don't think about it either. I'm going to stand before God and answer for what I've said and done, or haven't said and haven't done. That concentrates my mind, and it should concentrate the mind of each of us. But isn't it dangerous to think you've heard God? Over the years, we've heard some rather weird things that people have said that God has said to them, and we know jolly well he hasn't. Well, this is where the church comes in. We're not meant to be isolated individuals, but the Lord can give us advice. We can consult a more mature Christian. We can consult a Christian leader. I feel God is saying this to me. This can be in confidence. I feel God is saying this to me. What do you think? And then that person will be able to advise accordingly. Don't go it alone. So we judge it by scripture, first of all. If we have any, quote, word from the Lord, end quote, that's contrary to scripture, we are absolutely wrong. No ifs, no buts, we're absolutely wrong. Scripture is the word of God, and that is supreme. So we need to check it by scripture, and we could ask the advice. I remember a man in one of our parishes many, many years ago who felt God had told him to give a huge amount of money away. I forget even where he gave it to, some Christian. His wife didn't feel the same way when she found out. And he got this enthusiasm, and he thought God was doing it, and he wasn't. And it seemed like a good thing, but he wasn't. So he needed to ask advice. And remember, again, many, many years ago, a woman who was forever giving prophecies, and they're all sort of weird and wonderful, and we didn't want to sort of be, you know, confrontational with her. And then we had a visit from an evangelist. It was actually a tent mission. It was really good. And this woman went to the morning prayer meeting of this tent mission, and she gave one of these prophecies. And this man said afterwards, "Sister, that was not from the Lord. Come and see me afterwards." Well, he'd done. We were grateful. And sadly, she disappeared off the scene. So people can be misled. We need not to be isolated. We need to check with more mature Christians and Christian leaders. But we need to be willing to submit to God. And then finally, then God will provide. "If my people would only listen to me, if Israel would only follow my ways, how quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever." We have enemies. We all have enemies. The Lord is seeking to lead us forward in remarkable ways. And so there will be attacks from the devil. If there aren't, there's something wrong. We can expect that. But the Lord will defeat the enemy if we listen to him in an obedient mode. So it may not be personal enemies that we've got. It may be things we're anxious about. But the Lord can deal with those things. It may be things we are upset about. But the Lord can bring his healing. It may be temptations and weaknesses. They are enemies, if you like, and the Lord can deal with them. And he goes on to say, the psalmist, "But you will be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock I would satisfy you." In other words, the Lord will answer prayer by bringing blessing. And we are, brothers and sisters, missing out on a lot of blessing because we don't spend enough time with God and his word and silently listening to him. How stupid can we get? We need to put that right. And the Lord will bless us. Well, you know, you may not want a mouthful of wheat with honey, although it could be quite nice if it's prepared properly. But that's a picture. And the Lord is saying he will really bless us. I believe one of the main things the Lord is saying to our church at the moment is we have to pray more. And that's very important. So God is seeking people who will pray earnestly and persistently. Will you be one of them? If you're not already, maybe you are, and that's fine. He wants to pour out his blessing, the finest of wheat and honey from the rock. Bread and honey is quite nice, isn't it, really? He wants to pour out his blessing. So if you haven't already, will you start to listen to him and to submit to him, because he speaks to those who are willing to obey, and to obey him and to experience his blessing. Let's do it individually and privately, and let's do it corporately as well. For God has got great blessing to give to us. And if we're not doing the things I've been talking about this morning, we are missing out on some of God's blessing. Father, we pray that you will help us to be listeners to you first and foremost, that we will hear you, spend time with you, looking at your word, reading it, and also listening silently to you, letting you guide our thoughts, letting you calm us down, letting you get a word in edgeways in our busy lives. Lord, help us to be those who listen, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I will just add very practically, don't start with the Old Testament unless it's perhaps some of the Psalms. If you're starting, start with the New Testament. That will be easier to cope with.